The Tent Makers Podcast, Episode 4.
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Tent Makers Podcast. My name is Mark Sintel.
And my name is David Ludwig.
And this is the podcast dedicated to encouraging and equipping bivocational pastors and ministry leaders. Our goal is to help you effectively use your two or more jobs to accomplish your one important mission. In this episode, we're going to talk about finding rest in the middle of a really busy life. But first, we'd like to point you to our website. This ministry is part of the broader ministry of the Baptist Resource Network in Pennsylvania and South Jersey. The BRN exists to glorify God by fostering spiritual transformation for persons and communities with the gospel. You can find out more about the BRN and other great resources at brnonline.org.
So let's get right into this episode. We're going to talk about the importance of making time to rest in our very busy lives.
Stop. You're not teaching, David. You're meddling. What is this rest thing you speak of?
Well, I know it's a sensitive topic, and, you know, because pastors are not, bivocational or otherwise, they fail at this more than almost anything else.
Oh, great. You're my co-host, and you're calling me a failure right out of the gate.
We want this to be realistic. They just simply don't take enough time to downshift or slow down the pace, and everyone knows they need it.
We do need it. That's true. So how do we make it a reality? You know, how would we make rest a reality?
We've got to value it. We saw this from Jesus. He modeled rest consistently. He got up early in the morning. He sometimes sent the disciples ahead to the next place while he lingered along away from the crowds. And he certainly saw the value of time to recharge and reconnect with the Father.
Well, he didn't just model it. He commanded it too, you know. And that command, you know, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. You know, that command wasn't just given to church people. I suspect that was given to us as preachers and ministers as well. So Jesus, he certainly brought some perspective to the Sabbath. He taught about the Sabbath. He taught about the heart of the Sabbath, but he also took Sabbath. And I'm sure he did that a day a week, but we see throughout the day, you know, I don't think he scheduled it for Sunday all the time. He got a time away when he needed it. And I wonder, you know, sometimes did he plan that in advance or did he just do it as needed? But that kind of brings us to the second point. Not only do we need to value it, we do need to plan for it. You know, Jesus seemed to rest after big ministry functions, like fed the 5,000 in John 6, and then sent his disciples down to the next place while he lingered for a time. He spent quiet time before big events, and certainly the biggest one was the crucifixion, where he needed the strength from the Lord, so he went aside to pray and prepare. As a bivocational pastor, I have to plan for rest time myself. And for me, that might mean using vacation time throughout the year. So I get some PTO, paid time off. We call it pretend time off in business sometimes, yeah. But get paid time off. So if I'm away on a trip for business, I might take an extra day, take one of those vacation days while right. I'm already away somewhere else and use that for a personal retreat. But beyond that, for me, I have to take time every day. I remember Tom in last episode said the same thing, where he got up every morning to pray and to read, and he spent time painting every day. And gosh, what a gift! But for me, I found that getting up early in the morning, I have to get up an hour or two before most people, or I'm not going to ever find quiet during the day. If I start my day when my family does, you know, I start by meeting the family, and we've got breakfast, and we've got school, and we've got everyone going their separate ways, and then I roll into my day job, and it just seems to go from thing to thing to thing, and I never get quiet. And so for me, planning to rest or to find quiet time with God each morning, it really started with me planning the night before to get to bed on time so that I could get up early. And at first, it was hard to do, to train my body to do that. But I've found it so valuable to plan for that each morning.
That's right. I agree. This kind of brings us to the third point, Mark. Not only do we need to value rest and plan for it, but we need to protect the rest.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we've got to guard the time. You mentioned that you have to tack on an extra day to your business retreats. I can't stress this enough, Mark. Sometimes we just need to go away. We need to get away from the normal day-to-day distractions that are around ourselves in our home and our church that can pull us away from that time that we need with God and quiet time that we need to recharge, to get ourselves ready again.
All right, I'll give you that. We, you know, getting away helps. But one of my problems is I take myself with me. You know, even though I'm in a different location, I may still have, you know, Sunday sermon on the brain. How do you speak to that?
Yeah, well, part of that planning is to involve other people. So you may have to plan for somebody else to take some of those responsibilities that you would be having to prepare for while you're gone. You don't need to be preparing that Sunday for the sermon for the next Sunday. Be thinking ahead, planning, and let somebody else take that responsibility so that you don't have to be distracted during your rest time. You really need to value that time for you. You need it.
Well, that does bring us kind of full circle back to the word value. But by taking rest, it shows the value we place on it. But by planning ahead for someone else to carry our responsibilities when we get back, we're also valuing that task. So instead of me rushing to do some sermon prep and doing a non-thorough job of preparation for preaching, I'm valuing preaching. And by saying someone else should take this so that they can do a proper job of preparation for heralding the gospel, we're valuing the heralding of the gospel.
Absolutely.
And we're valuing the value of rest.
Yeah, we want God to be glorified in all that we do.
That's right.
And so we've got to be fully rested, able to perform, and be willing to let others do it if we're not able to do it at that time.
You know, a couple years ago, David, you stepped me through a process of taking a sabbatical. And I had been in ministry for 20 years and had never taken an extended time of rest from ministry. And I've got to the place where I didn't realize it at the time, but I was experiencing the early signs of burnout. And it wasn't because my call wasn't clear. I know my call. And it wasn't because ministry was any harder than it ever has been. It's just that I had been running for so long without a deep rest that I was starting to burn out. And you encouraged me and helped me through a time of really a deeper rest and sabbatical from the ministry. I still had to work a day job to feed my family, but not having all of the weekly pressures of ministry allowed kind of a deeper rest and to get slowing the pace enough to let the Lord just really deeply recharge me, and if it reinvigorated my life and ministry. So deeper times of sabbatical from the ministry might be also something that we could encourage for bivocational pastors, you know,
absolutely,
every several years at least.
Yeah, and if it can't be for a long season, it can be for a short season, even if it's for a day or a weekend or a week. Those seasons are a time to get away from the day-to-day norms and to be able to recharge and reflect and just put the value back where it needs to be. Sometimes we get so busy that we're doing what we do and not remembering that we're not Superman, that we can't do it all.
Thanks for meddling
again.
We're
not called to do it all.
But, you know, I know these things to be true, and I know our listeners know these things to be true. But we bring them as a reminder to strengthen our resolve to commit to finding and guarding rest in our schedules.
Yes.
Before we leave today, two quick announcements. First, we really appreciate you tuning in to listen to us, but we'd really like to listen to you. So to comment on this episode, please go to our blog at brnonline.org/tentmakers/004 and let us know what you thought. And finally, our next podcast will be on the importance of building teams in bivocational ministry. So if you have a question about this topic, please leave us a voicemail at brnonline.org/tentmakers/podcast questions.
Well, that's it for this episode of Tentmakers Podcast. We'd be grateful if you would rate our podcast on iTunes That helps us tremendously with keeping our podcast visible so that people who've never heard of it can discover it. And if you've already done this, thank you. Thank you so much. We're grateful for you. And if you'd like to comment on this episode, please go to brnonline.org/tentmakers. Go to the show notes for this episode and scroll down to the comments section. We'd love to hear from you, comments, questions, or whatever. Until next time, remember, working two jobs is tough,
but your one mission is worth it.